I want to get to the Celtics, though, Keith. We're less than a week away from their opener.
Tuesday night?
Yeah, it's really sneaking up.
Right around the corner.
We're like a week away from their, they have another game next Friday? Is that their?
No, I think they're done. I think.
No, I didn't mean preseason. I'm sorry.
Oh.
When I was thinking of their schedule off the top of my head.
Weren't we supposed to be out and about for a Celtics
game?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Yes, good question. Great question.
Can't do that, but we'll
wound up happening for that? No, I guess I'm wrong. It's
they
just
play
that,
Tuesday.
It's their opener Tuesday.
Home
maybe that's what
New
it's
York,
supposed
to be. And then Thursday they're at Washington.
Okay.
So they play two games next week.
But we're less than a week away from that.
That's right.
The NBA 100 came out, and I'll give you the ranks here in a moment. This is from ESPN. But Gary Washburn tweeted something that Stan Van Gundy said. Was this on a broadcast or directly to Washburn?
I think he just talked to him.
He said,
I believe,
that's probably the best NBA roster I've seen. Does that mean in his time in basketball?
Ever. I think ever?
Probably the
ever?
Best NBA roster I've seen.
He's
so
ever seen.
Maybe he doesn't mean in the history of the league, but since he's
seen
been
a lot
in the
of the league.
Oh, yeah.
Not to age shame him, but he's seen a lot of the league. Stan has.
All five of their starters are plus defenders. Well, you know the Van Gundys love their defense. But, okay.
He's 65 years young. So
probably
he's probably
the best NBA roster I've seen in his 65 years on this planet. And I'll tell you, Keith, the top 100.
Is it the best Celtics roster of all time? Because, like, wouldn't you immediately go to, like, 86 Celtics?
Okay, of all time, I don't know. But let's say I wasn't watching the 86 Celtics. I've seen highlights, I've watched games, NBA TV, I've seen them. But, like, I wasn't watching it. So, like, in our lifetimes, I think it is. It's better than 08, right? It's better than 08.
This team is better than 08.
Yeah, and the roster's more talented.
And you know me. Paul Pierce aficionado. But, yeah, no, this team's better than 08. Because there was always that debate the previous couple of years where I was like, I'd still take 08, still take 08. Then last year when they broke through, they added Porzingis and Holiday. I'm like, nah, it's a better team.
They're better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's maybe a more talented number one. Maybe.
Because at this point, Garnett was awesome, but Garnett was a few years removed from being an MVP. But he was first team All-NBA that year.
I think he was second or third in the MVP vote. So maybe that's not even accurate to say.
Yeah. They had two All-NBA guys. This is two All-NBA guys. They had a third All-Star, and then eventually, you know, Rondo became an All-Star. This team has multiple All-Stars.
Well, and they have, you know, All-Stars, former All-Stars, just littered all over the roster.
Yeah, yeah.
All defensive players.
Yeah.
And so, to me, this is more talented, the most talented Celtics roster of my lifetime. I wasn't watching the 86 Celtics.
Is it better than the 96 Bulls or the most recent Warriors team with Durant?
I would say
that team might be more top heavy.
Yes, no. Is it a more talented roster than the 96 Bulls? Definitely. It's not Jordan. They don't have anybody as good as Jordan. But is it
Jordan, Pippen, Rodman? So you got three Hall of Famers right off the rip.
Yeah, and then you have like Luke Longley.
Oh, you ever heard of Tony Kukoc? And Ron Harper. Nice.
I liked Ron Harper.
Ron Harper, nice player.
Okay, but this is a better roster.
They have Dickie Simpkins.
They definitely had Dickie Simpkins. Yeah. Trust me. I went to the Dickie Simpkins
Steve
basketball
Kerr,
camp.
Steve Kerr, a couple big shots.
He brought the rings. Yeah, this is a better roster than the 96 Bulls. Is it better than the Warriors? It might not be.
I mean, you had the Splash Brothers and Durant and Draymond. So those guys are
That one's probably better.
Yeah.
So, like, I think Van Gundy got away from him a little bit to say it's the best roster he's ever seen. I would argue for that Warriors roster, but short of that, and they won 73 games. So, and
didn't win 73 games.
I'm sorry,
Durant
right.
team came. He
no, no,
came
right.
after and won two titles.
You're right.
They won 73 without Durant, which
that's
is
a good
crazy.
Point. So, those Warriors in there won a bunch of titles in 73 games, but that specific roster, you're right, did not. I would argue that's probably the most talented. The Celtics could get there. Fine. Here's how they did in the NBA 100. Which has been coming out over the course of the week at ESPN. I believe they just released their top 10 today. Checking in at 96, Al Horford.
96? So old man Al cracking the top 100.
I mean, if you want to tell me he's in the back end of the top 100, fine. I'm not going to sit here and rank 100 NBA players. That feels feels
Why
a
not?
Touch high for a guy who, you know, doesn't start. But whatever, I'm not going to kick and scream about it. Al Horford, when he has to start, is really good, and he effectively was a starter in the playoffs on that team last year.
If you think about it, there's, 150 starters in the league, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of bad teams.
There are.
So if you are on the best team, and you're the sixth man on the best team, I think it makes sense.
Okay, don't you think he benefits from the team that he's on, too?
Oh, 100%.
Like, if he was the best player on some team, that team would be awful.
Unlikely, but, okay. but he's good enough to be on the list.
Horford at 96, getting his respect on a title team, I have no problem with it. Kristaps Porzingis, 46.
Okay.
Derek White, 39.
Which is funny because last year this list, people talked about it only because Derek White wasn't on the
future
list.
Future Lakers head coach J.J. Redick had a conniption.
He lost his mind.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you not put Derek White in the top 100 or top 50 or whatever it was? He was all angry and
And then people would tweet about it all year long.
Yeah.
Like, Derek White would make a great play and be like, and he's not one of the 100 best players in the league. You're like, all right, well, they missed it.
So now they missed it. They screwed up.
But, I mean, I mean, look,
I didn't like the trade when they made it. What do I know?
But they readjusted and they at least took what he did last year where he was great. He's one of the best defensive guards in the league. He could score enough, right? Like, he doesn't need to on this team, but he could score a little bit. So 39 seems about right. Like, being a... Like, it was kind of funny that he was on the Olympic team, like, over Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't look at him and you're like, that's a dream team player.
I mean,
but, like,
based on this, Jaylen Brown, to jump ahead, Drew Holiday is 36. Jaylen Brown is 14. Jaylen Brown off the team. They're all American. Jaylen Brown off the team, 36 and 39 made it. Over him, not to scratch that itch again, but yeah.
I said we would dig into this a little bit more. No, but that I think 39 is probably fair.
Should White be higher than Holiday?
No, I kind of like Holiday more.
Okay, so
I think it's fair that they're very closely ranked, but I like Holiday a little bit more.
Who's a better player, 1 through 82? White. Who's a better player in the postseason? Holiday. And so I think they got this right.
Yep.
I think they got this right.
Holiday, to me, though, is also one where we've seen him on other teams, and you know he's got more in him, and he kind of sacrifices all of his offense, like on this team, because he looks around, he's like, I don't really need it. Whereas, like, if Derek White was on a lesser team, what's the most he's averaging points per game? Like, I think Drew Holiday's a better offensive player than White.
15?
Yeah, that's probably what he is anywhere. So he's a perfect fit on this team. Don't get me wrong. But I like Holiday slightly more.
Tatum is 5. You want the names ahead of Tatum.
Let me guess.
Yep.
Luka, some order.
Luka is 2.
Luka, Jokic.
Jokic is 1.
Giannis.
Giannis is 3.
And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So it's basically the All-NBA team.
SGA is 4.
Yeah.
That means Tatum is ahead of Steph Curry at 6. LeBron at 7.
Thank God. If he wasn't ahead of LeBron at this point.
Should LeBron be in the top 10?
No.
No?
LeBron James.
No.
Okay.
No.
LeBron James.
No, he should not be in the top 10 anymore.
Your guy Embiid is 8.
He's not my guy.
Durant is 9. Durant should not be in the top 10 anymore.
That seems a little high. The old guys are holding on to it. But last year, didn't last year just feel like a passing of the torch? They're not washed. They're still good. But like Curry, Durant, and LeBron. I think their time has passed. I think it is now the time.
I didn't ask you this because I thought he clearly belongs in the top 10. Is Curry in the top 10 anymore? You're saying no?
Maybe like 10th.
Okay, fine. Curry should be in the top
10. Curry, I think, can still do it. Like, his team is worse than the other teams are.
Is Curry maybe a touch high still, at 6? Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, like, he was so good in the Olympic team,
like,
too.
Anthony Edwards is 10. Would you take Anthony Edwards over Durant?
Yeah.
Me too. Would you take Anthony Edwards over LeBron?
Yeah.
Me too. Would you take Anthony Edwards over Curry? That's closer.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would.
I'm not sure I would, but whatever. For the benefit of the doubt, fine. Yeah. So Edwards should be higher.
Would you take Tatum or Edwards?
I would take Tatum.
I'd take Tatum as well.
Yeah.
Okay. What's crazy? Is this crazy? I'd take Tatum over Giannis.
I don't think that's crazy.
Okay. Maybe I'm just soured on Giannis.
I'd definitely take him over Embiid.
So, oh, my God, yeah.
Okay, so let's play out the games. Is Jaylen properly rated at 14? I just gave you the top 10. Hang on.
Yep.
The names ahead of Jaylen. Wembanyama at 11. Wembanyama has a real case to be top 10. I know that's aggressive, but Wembanyama has a real case to be top 10.
Yeah, people might have missed some of those. The Spurs were so bad. Like, the Spurs were just a mess, but Wembanyama is nasty. Like, he has lived up to the hype. He just did it on a bad team, so maybe he didn't pay attention. But.
Jalen Brunson at 12. Would you take Jalen Brunson or Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, I think Brunson.
Me too.
Brunson's nasty.
Davis at 13. Anthony Davis.
I'd take Jalen Brown over Anthony Davis.
Okay.
I am not an Anthony Davis guy.
So bump up Jalen Brown to 13 on this list. I didn't ask you, Wemby or Jalen?
Probably Wemby.
Wemby, for sure.
Yeah.
Would you take Booker or Jalen Brown? Booker's one spot back.
I like Booker more.
Me too.
I like Booker
so
more.
So let's say, even if you think they got the Davis thing wrong and the Booker thing wrong, Jalen's still at 14.
But don't you think Brown and Durant are a lot closer than they should be? That sounds like crazy, like years ago, but don't you think now?
I would put Jalen ahead of Durant. And that's coming from a guy who for years was like, I would trade Jalen for Durant.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, they're all older, and number two, I was wrong.
So I don't think he's a top 10 player, but I think he's pretty close. Talking about Jalen Brown.
I think 14 is about right.
Yeah.
And I think 5 is about right for Tatum.
Yeah. Yeah, because those guys above him are insane. Although I would take him over
said Giannis. Yeah.
So maybe four.
But there's a lot of people who take Edwards over Tatum.
Yeah.
And so I think five
but
is
they're
about,
wrong.
Okay, but if you're crying over one spot, that means they basically got it
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. No,
like
they
he should be four
job.
Instead of five. Fine. They basically got it right. Jalen should be 13 instead of 14. They basically got it right.
But also their starting lineup is all in the top 46.
Yeah, correct.
That's pretty serious.
I mean, another way to put it, just to easy to remember, all of their starters are in the top 50.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. And then you have another guy in the top 100 that comes off the bench. Like, that is a pretty well-assembled team. So, like, to do that same exercise, I just think a team like the Warriors, when they had Curry and Durant, those are two guys that won MVPs. Mm-hmm. But if you did that same exercise, I'm trying to think who their other guys were. Like Zaza Pachulia, like he wouldn't have been a top 50 player.
No.
You know what I mean?
So Iguodala was good. Iguodala was really good.
But if you averaged out where they all ranked in a given year, mm-hmm. it was probably pretty close.
No, it probably was.
Yeah.
So I think Van Gundy's getting a little carried away when he says best team I've seen assembled.
He's excited.
I'd take that Warriors roster.
Yeah.
Did you answer? Would you take the 96 Bulls roster or the Celtics?
I would take the Celtics roster.
The roster.
Yeah, Jordan's like, again, better than everybody.
You line them up and they got to play Michael Jordan. I wouldn't feel great about it.
But
that's because of Jordan, not the roster.
I would say Pippen's probably the third best player out of both sides, but then it's probably like Celtics. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot of C's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect Luke Longley.
Dude, Luke Longley, you could play a little bit. Hit that little corner too.
My guy, Dickie Simpkins.
he kind of sucked.
Yeah.
No offense to the Providence fans.
How dare you?
Not great.
Speaking of Rhode Island, Matt's in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Keith, I've been listening to you a while. I know you hate LeBron James.
Yep.
And this year with his son and J.J. Redick, I think it's going to be an absolute disaster for him. So.
Agreed.
But as it pertains to the Celtics, I think about it, I still get annoyed that they didn't win back-to-back in 08. But this year, Holiday said this was one of the toughest training camps that he's been part of since he's been in the league. And I think they got a lot to play for. I think they're going to blow out a lot of teams. And, you know, if they can just stay engaged, I think they went back to back here and opened up against the Knicks, so that should be fun.
Okay,
that should be fun. It's a great matchup to start.
It's a great. I think it's the two best teams in the East. If you're asking me, I know you like Cleveland.
I do.
A lot of people like Philly. I don't. I think it's the two best teams in the East, and you know you got the Boston New York thing, which is self evident.
Mm-hmm.
They need to win back to back.
Yeah.
You know, like to cement themselves as an all time great team. Like they're champions forever. You can't take it away from them.
Right.
But to cement themselves as an all time great team, or to have, you know, the plaudits they're getting from Stan Van Gundy that they're one of the greatest rosters ever assembled, you better win two in a row.
You got to win two in a row. I mean, that is such an easy distinction between the one-off teams. And in the NBA, more than any of the other four sports, it is almost expected to win two in a row. Right? It doesn't happen that often anywhere else. But in the NBA, all the great teams that we talk about, it's the run that they went on. How many? They win two in a row, or did they win three in a row? Did they win 6 in 8 years? Did they win 4 in 6 years? That kind of thing. You know, it's funny. The Spurs never won back-to-back, but they were always in it, and they won multiple times.
Yeah,
where Duncan get five?
They're like the except. I think Duncan finished with five, yeah.
But, like, that to me still counts. Like, it's still the coach and the best player.
No, it counts.
And they won a bunch.
It's just they're the exception, right? Like, they're, like, the one great team in that. Maybe if you want to count, like, the 70s Celtics when they won two out of three.
Yeah, but, like, all the other guys, that they kind of
you went back to back, you three-peat.
Yeah, the Celtics didn't either, or Bird didn't, right?
Oh, that's true.
They
Bird
never
didn't.
Went back
that's
to back.
That's true. The but Lakers like, did. That's
but
true.
Magic did. Jordan did. Kobe and Shaq did. And then Curry did.
The Bird Celtics made three in a row and won two out of three.
LeBron and Wade did. So like a lot of the guys that they kind of look up to in like the modern like legends, if you will, have won back to back.
And differentiate yourself. We're talking about them in comparison to the Warriors roster. We both take that Warriors roster when Durant is there. Okay, but Golden State, and it wasn't all with Durant, but they won 3 out of 4. And they added another one later, as you know, as Celtics fans. Are the Celtics closer to the Denver Nuggets from 2023, that Warriors team that circled back in 2022, the Bucks in 2021, the Lakers in the bubble, which I know you hate.
Uh-huh. Doesn't count.
The Kawhi year in Toronto, 2019. Yeah. Like, are they closer to that, or are they closer to the Warriors? Like, this is how you prove it. You have to go out there and win again.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then also, if you want to even get into it, like, how many more years is Al Horford going to be a contributor, or even Drew Holiday going to be a contributor? Like, you have Tatum and Brown for the long haul. Porzingis, I fear, is going to be in and out of the lineup the rest of his time here. So, like, right now on paper, you have five top 50 guys and six top 100 guys. But after going into next season, what's that list going to look like? Going into the season after that? Like, yeah, you still have the two singular stud All-NBA guys, and hopefully they are a part of a long run. But you never know what the formula is going to be. They've played with a lot of different guys, right? And they didn't all work. This group seems to work, but I don't think you can't, like, sacrifice seasons. Like, you got to go for it now.
Are you worried at all about what the caller said earlier? It was John in Rhode Island. Are you worried at all about Missoula's going to drive him too hard? Does that concern you?
I don't think so.
It doesn't with me either. I'm with you, but I would understand someone who says they played a lot of games.
Yeah.
Three guys were on the Olympic team.
One of them didn't really play.
Yeah. Fair point. The other one's still crying about not being on that team.
Yeah.
But they played a lot of games last year. They had the Olympics on top of it. They're clearly the best team in the NBA on talent. And so, do you need to drive them that hard that quickly, or are you going to wear them out? I understand that. I don't subscribe to that. I don't buy into that, but I at least understand people looking at it that way and saying, hey, Joe, you should take your foot off the accelerator instead of hammering it down.
Yeah, no, I don't really have that fear. Like, Al Horford's not going to play in back-to-backs anyway. It'll be interesting to see what kind of minutes someone like Jrue Holiday ends up getting. And, no, I think, honestly, like, they're so good that you're going to see games this year where it's a Peyton Pritchard night like it was last year, a Sam Hauser night. You know, they're adding other guys like the rookie they got this year. Like, I think there's going to be opportunities for other guys where they're still winning. And you know, Missoula can coach them hard and all that stuff. But I don't think – I'd be surprised if those guys all led the league in minutes or anything like that.
No, so that would concern me more than I mean, Missoula should have his foot down in the – You want to repeat.
Be motivated all year.
Thank you. So that's how I come at it. I understand the opposing viewpoint, but I don't subscribe to it. Kelly's in Amherst. Go ahead, Kelly.
What's up, guys? Yeah, so I feel pretty good about the C's, Tatum and Brown bringing home Banner 19. I don't know if it's going to be this year. We're on such a hot streak of nobody repeating. I don't feel really confident that streak's about to end, but I will tell you this, to your question about to be an all-time great team, do they have to go back-to-back? Yeah, that's one thing. They also have to win at least three. You look at, like, the Rockets in the 90s. They went back-to-back, but nobody considers them an all-time great team.
Yeah, but that's not why. It's not because they went back-to-back.
Jordan
wasn't there. That's
they didn't
why.
Have to play Jordan. So that one's asterisk.
Look, if they go back and they win two out of three, then we can have that debate then. But in the meantime, we're focused on this year. Yeah, they need to go out and win this year to cement the legacy.
But the non-back-to-back thing, I think, is more easily explained away. Like, I think it's the LeBron bubble team, which wouldn't have won had they played 82 games, nor like true road games.
Kawhi's a one-off.
Kawhi in Toronto.
Yep.
There's also the end. There's also that Warriors team that was sort of towards the end, and they beat the Celtics. Yeah, it was that one last go. They'd already won before. Curry and Clay had already won multiple titles.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of a one-off, and the Celtics weren't ready yet. So they got to the finals and lost that
one. Giannis got his one.
I think Giannis might be – the one that surprises me the most is Denver.
Agreed.
I thought Jokic was going to at least get back. He didn't even get back to the thing. Giannis, I think maybe it speaks more to who Giannis is, and maybe all the questions you had about it before the title – actually, I'm probably kind of still there. They just happened to put it together that one year.
I think Giannis has told you. He won and he was happy.
He's done now.
And he's just, he's.
So Jokic surprised me a little bit, but everybody else, I feel like it's more easily explainable.
But just FYI, Giannis is a great example for that. You win and you're happy with it, and you're just, that drive, I think the drive is kind of gone with Giannis.
That's why I love the nonsense with the Olympic team. Tatum not playing and Brown not being on it. I think they're going to be pissed all year, and like that's going to like weigh on them.
I hope. I mean, I can see it going that way. I can also see it going, I'm out for mine because I've won, and now I'm going to prove a point.
Well, there's a fine line there because like I also think it's motivating that Tatum wasn't the finals MVP. And you're like, well, hopefully that doesn't get in the way. Now, it didn't get in the way with Curry. Curry was not finals MVP until the fourth go-around, and it's not like he sabotaged the second or the third title team, right? Like, he still played the best he could.
Yeah.
He just had Durant on the team, and he didn't win it. But, I think all those guys have a little bit of motivating factor, which is good. Plus, right now, there's not another team I could make a strong argument for to beat them in a series.
No.
There are good teams, but, like, nobody on their level.
The one you hear the most is OKC, which...
No.
Please.
No, I don't think so.
Please.